Yesterday, we started our little japa sessions, which will soon come to an end with the first instruction which Srila Prabhupada gave: just listen to yourself, chant sincerely. We will start now to do this for about 20 minutes or so. As we chant, we will just listen. See, we have some guests. You don't have a japa mala.
The water.
Oh, that's very good. Please do and get it, because we will chant now. Mm-hmm. So the instruction is just as we are chanting, we will try to come into a sincere devotional mood, and then we will try to listen to ourselves. I think normally we listen to other people, or we listening to the sounds which surround us, but in japa we listen to ourselves. It's a simple point, but I sometimes feel in these simple points a lot of secrets. So, welcome. Alright, so try to chant sincerely and then listen to this, and after 20 minutes we will go further. Let us chant together. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sri Vasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna. Very good. The next stage is to establish a devotional connection to Lord Krishna. After all, a japa is an address. An address means there is someone who speaks, and then there is an addressee. I believe the person who is addressed is called. So there is an addresser. I have to look to Jai Krishna. And then there is an addressee, someone who is addressed. So in this second step, we are entering into this relationship. We who address Krishna are there, and Krishna, who is the addressed one, is also there in our consciousness. This can be done according to your level of Krishna consciousness, but a very simple way is to consciously chant for the deities. We are now here in a temple, and there is Gauranga and Nityananda. Please address them, please call to them, especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none else than Radha and Krishna in a golden form. You can address them, and this will help you a little bit to enter the more devotional context of chanting. Let us do this now. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Please continue. What is your message? With what do you address Radha and Krishna? Prabhupada said it's an address. But how do you address them? At this stage, the meaning of the mantra is very helpful. My dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service, or please accept me. We will go for another 10 minutes now, and If you wish, you can either continue the way you chant now, it is quite nice, or you can try the third practice which we tried, that is to first concentrate all of our attention on the first hari of each singular mantra, and then after some time concentrate your attention on each holy name within the mantra. You can compare this to someone who enters a river. When he first enters the river, he will enter a little bit with his feet and then gradually go deeper and deeper until he is floating inside the river. So in the same way, we want to enter the Maha Mantra. We want our mind to enter the stream of nectar of the Maha Mantra, and we want also to be affected by this. So you can first enter through the first hari and then concentrate on each of the names, almost as if you're reading the letters of the or the names of the Hare Krishna mantra. Let us please try. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Govarta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome all of you. This was a little Japa workshop, you could say, which is very very brief, really. Maybe you, not maybe, I think you are aware that I'm giving Japa workshops all over, and recently we had a very nice kirtan course in Radhadesh, where we spoke both on japa and on kirtan, and it was really very, very, very nice. It was very seed giving, and if you wish, I believe the recordings are available on the internet, and you could listen to the recordings. It will be very good for you. You can listen for a day to one workshop, then apply it for some time, and then after some time listen to another workshop, and I think you will discover many, many useful informations for your spiritual life. Good.